The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, all? Aaron, but not that Aaron, here to tell you about SifPop Writer's Room. For the past several years, there have been a growing amount of writers for SifPop.com providing best ever challenges, movie reviews, themes, legacies, connections, and so much more. SifPop Writer's Room is where that all comes together, giving a voice to those words that you read. And on the show, every week is excellent, getting to chat such a wide variety of movies with a wide variety of movie lovers, and I'm really having a lot of fun with the show, and I just think that you would too. So check out SifPop Writer's Room wherever you listen to your podcast, and we'll see you over there. Just remember to knock first.
You know, God just wants us to show up. You know, he's already prepared the work, right? And it's like, just use the desires, the giftings and abilities that he's given us and show up with those giftings and let the chips fall where they may. You know, he's already got that all sorted. Just get to work. And so it just blows my mind the way God uses these things that we've set forth.
What Else with Corey Mann from the Studio DNA Podcast Network.
Welcome to What Else with Corey Mann. Hi, I'm your host. You can guess my name. My guest on this episode is Jordan St. Cyr, as we record this, celebrating a handful of weeks at number one in Christian radio with Weary Traveler.
There he is.
There he is.
How are you doing, man?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm so good.
I'm not even going to hide how excited I am to speak to you.
Come on. I love it.
Well, first of all, thank you for getting the memo that you and I need to wear hoodies while we chat.
Yeah. I mean, there's not a better piece of clothing, is there?
I would agree with that.
Sweater weather is my jam. It's just so comfortable.
I have been thinking about you on a daily basis for two reasons. One, your song is my go-to in the hallway when I'm traveling from room to room working on my behind the scenes stuff. I go, Weary Traveler.
Yeah.
And my morning partner Melanie, whom you've met, kind of rolls her eyes and shakes her head. She's only got one head.
Just the one.
But secondly, what I think about most is, for 4 weeks in a row now, you are sitting atop a chart in Christian music with a number one song, sitting on top of other songs of artists that you admire, that you've listened to. How are you feeling? Congratulations.
Thank you. It's an overwhelming feeling. And at the same time, I try not to think about it too much. Part of me is so grateful that these songs have impacted in that way. And another part of me is like, man, there are so many people going through some tough stuff, because this was just a part of our story that we needed to share. And it's resonated with so many with the hard parts of their story that they're going through. So I think at the end of the day, we can all be grateful that God is that good and he can carry us through these seasons. But a number one song is an odd thing to have, I think. It's a first for me.
Let's go back to September of 2021. Jordan stopping by the radio studio and performing his brand new song, Weary Traveler.
Weary traveler, I beat down from the storms that you have weathered. Feels like this road just might go on forever. Carry on, you keep on giving, but every day this world just keeps on taking. Your tired heart is on the edge of breaking. Carry on. And weary traveler, restless soul, you were never meant to walk this road alone. It'll all be worth it, so just hold on. Weary traveler, you won't be weary long. And no more searching, heaven's healing's gonna find where all the hurt is. When Jesus calls, we'll lay down all our heavy burdens. Carry on, oh, weary traveler, a restless soul. You were never meant to walk this road alone. It'll all be worth it, so just hold on. Weary traveler, you won't be weary long. No, you won't be weary long. You won't be weary long. Someday soon we're gonna make it home. 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 Gonna make it home. Weary traveler, restless soul. You were never meant to walk this road alone. It'll all be worth it, so just hold on. A weary traveler, you won't be weary long. Weary traveler, you won't be weary long. A weary traveler, you won't be.
There are a few stories that I wasn't prepared for. I didn't realize that this song would become an anthem for people in their last days. A lot of people have played this at their loved ones' funerals. There are definitely more personal stories I could share that I don't know would be appropriate. But what I have realized is that this song has given the people that are staying here on earth hope for the loved ones that are not with us anymore. And that is something that I am blown away by. This hope of heaven that we here on earth can hold to is something that, man, I'm just so grateful to be a part of that glimpse into people's lives.
Hearing that someone would play that at their funeral, I'm playing that song in my head right now going, absolutely, that does fit really well.
Yeah, it's this, you know, God just wants us to show up. You know, he's already prepared the work, right? And it's like, just use the desires, the giftings, and abilities that he's given us and show up with those giftings and let the chips fall where they may. You know, he's already got that all sorted. Just get to work. And so it just blows my mind the way God uses these things that we've set forth.
get me back into the writer's room when you first started thinking about this idea for that song. Take me back.
Yeah.
Who's in the room? What was going on?
All right. So we've got our producer, AJ Proust. The guy is just a genius. What a talent. And Matthew West is in the room. You know, I don't know if you've heard of him. He's done a few things. You know, if he keeps at it, he's going to do okay. So we're in the room together. We're writing this song, not Where You Travel. We're writing a song. Oh, geez. It's called At the End of Me. And it's just about, you know, when you find yourself in a season of life where there's nothing you can do to get out of it, you come to the end of yourself and all that's left is God. And so it was this beautiful message. The song was really good, but I kind of threw out this word combination of, you know, we're all just, you know, weird travelers, you know, and Matthew in his brilliant ability just kind of like literally takes his hand, does this and, you know, sets that on the shelf. He's like, okay, when we're done this one, we're going to write that one. And so this first song maybe took a couple hours to write. And then we take this weary traveler idea off the shelf. I think we had that beat in just under an hour. It's one of those titles that kind of tells you where to go with the song. It was a beautiful moment. I didn't know what we had when we were done, but when we were done the demo, I was in tears. I was like, this is a special song.
And did that other song make the new record?
It didn't.
Oh, it didn't.
It didn't. You know, it's probably worthy of an album cut and maybe more. I just wasn't feeling it for this one. So we'll see. Maybe it shows up on the next one.
I was so excited the last time you and I spent some time together. You were talking about you're on an airplane to Alaska. You're going to go shoot this music video. How was that experience in Alaska?
Dude, you know, you get off the plane, you're in this airport in Anchorage, and they have this massive, you know, set of windows, and all you see is mountains. You know, I come from the prairies in Canada where you can watch your dog run away for 3 days straight. Like, there are no hills, there are no valleys. It is farmland as far as you can see. You know, so anytime I get to see mountains, I'm flabbergasted. I'm blown away. Now, I'm a pretty athletic guy, you know, played a lot of sports growing up, but then I traded in, you know, those baseball cleats for guitar in my early 20s. So I still have, you know, that competitive spirit, you know, but I'm not quite, you know, the athlete I once was. So when I was told by my directors, you know, helicopter season's done, you know, if we're going to get to the top of a mountain, we're going to have to climb it. I was like, oh yeah, no big deal. We get into our hike. Within 10 minutes, I was questioning the entire project. I was like, what? Dude, you're from Manitoba, Canada. There's not a mountain in sight. You've never hiked a day in your life. What are you doing? And so we had about a 45 to 60 degree incline for 2.5 hours. And we made it, but I had a lot of doubts. And then we spent about, you know, 4.5 hours at the top of the mountain shooting, only to, you know, get down the mountain. You know, nobody tells you about the work once you're done the work. Dude, by the time I got down, I was so relieved. I told myself, no, I don't think I'd do that again. You know, on our way up, the director kept on saying, you know, there's not many artists that would do this. And I'm like, yeah, I get that now. And I had sea legs for probably 2 days, like so wobbly. It just didn't feel like I was on flat earth.
I would have been like, why are we not filming me as we're making our way up this? I mean, why are we going somewhere then film? Why are we not?
Right.
The weary traveler is happening right now.
Yeah, this is a moment. Let's capture it. Well, we had our actor, Greg, get a lot of filming attention on the way up the mountain. I was not the focal point.
Are you happy with the finished product?
I am. You know, there's something about the Father's heart of God that is always after us. And with the way I think Greg really represents the Father's heart of God, finding his son. And I think when we believe in that truth, knowing that God is always chasing, always after us, despite whatever we've done or whatever we've been through, I think at the end of the day, that's the message I want to bring forth.
According to your Instagram, you spent some time behind the wheel of a U-Haul. At any time, did you sing out loud to yourself, "Weary traveler"?
Dude, every step of the way. You know, like, I'm that terrible dad pun, like embarrass your kids. Like that's a right you get when you have kids. Like that's the fun. And so, oh yeah, a lot of these songs speak to, you know, hard times, and we get to make light of them, you know, in our, you know, everyday life. So we were a bunch of weary travelers, 100%.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I've had two big moves in my life. The first one was when I was in third grade, and it was from one small town to the next small town right next to it. Okay. And then when I was in my early 20s, from my hometown 45 minutes south to where I live now. That's the only two times I've moved. You went from Canada to Franklin.
Yes, sir.
How did it go? How are the kids? And... like, what's the biggest family fear of this particular move?
Just one fear? You know, it was 19 and a half hours driving time without stops. So probably in the 23, 24 hour range with gas stops, you know, bathroom breaks, all these things. We did it in 2 days, which is pretty good. And you know what? The kids did so well. Our three-year-old hit her breaking point about halfway through the second day. You know, like, why would you strap me in to my car seat and make me sit in a car all day, right? And so, but they did so good. They didn't fight once. Like, that's a miracle. Greatest fear? Jeez, I think believing that this was not of our own plan, rather we're falling into the will of God, that it is the will of God for our lives. That being said, I think God directs our steps only after we step out. So, you know, I think it's important to step out. There's not so much fear as there is, you know, we're leaving an amazing community. We have neighbors like family back home that we're going to miss greatly, our kids and their friends. That's a hard one to navigate because they've got to start from scratch and make new relationships. And I know God is faithful in that, and we'll bring people into our story. But that's tough to watch, you know, just watching your kids miss their friends.
Any U-Haul renting tips? I'm not moving anytime soon, but you got anything fresh in your mind? Like, hey, I'd probably do this differently next time.
I didn't drive the U-Haul. We actually had a friend, a family friend drive it down for us. So honestly, I would recommend either hiring somebody or getting somebody to drive your vehicle down. Gosh, that paid for itself every mile of the way.
So you were able to be dad and husband and not be like, okay, I got to make sure I don't tip the headboard or whatever.
Absolutely. You know, being present, you know, the best thing you can do is support your wife in something like this by being present. So, yeah, you know, do yourself a favor and be in the same car.
Congratulations on the new record. I've had a chance to listen to it twice through with zero disruptions. I'm so Amazing. Proud of you, my friend. I'm so happy for you. Let's get into this first project. What was it like finally releasing it? You're done. It's all you can do. And now it's time to push it into fan world and into the world. What was that like?
I've been pregnant with these songs for a long time. I started writing pre-pandemic. You know, Fires was written in 2018. A handful of these songs were written in 2019. And so we finished up the record just last year. And so I'm just so ready to, you know, to share this side of me, to share the different colors other than what people have heard with these songs. And I mean, ultimately, they've all come from the same place, this well of God's faithfulness in the midst of our circumstance. And what is our response in the midst of our circumstance, knowing that God is that good and knowing he is that faithful?
What is it like finally turning it into the powers that be?
There's a relief. That being said, like, I feel, you know, we have such an amazing team, you know, people that support and believe in really the calling and the message God has put on my heart. So I feel very supported on that. So the relief isn't so much a release of negative emotion, rather just I'm dumbfounded by what God has done through these songs and what he's going to continue to do. So grateful.
Who are you most excited to play the finished product for?
Oh my goodness. I mean, it's a tough question. I would say I'm just excited to play these songs live the way they were intended to be played, you know, full band, just to really dig into the sonic qualities that, you know, set forth in some of the songs, where for the last, you know, year and a half, 2 years, I've been playing just me and a guitar. And so I'm excited for the opportunities coming up to play these songs as they were written.
When's tryouts for the band? Asking for a friend.
Yeah. Tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Dude, I'm excited.
Get me into the weeds on the record. Do you have any Easter eggs? Are there collaborations? Were you writing with multiple people? Give me some standout moments.
Yeah. Okay. So, wrote with, you know, different people almost on every track. Wrote a lot with my producer, Micah Kuiper. He produced 8 of the 10 songs. AJ Pruce produced one of the songs, Weary Traveler. And I would say the Easter egg on the song, the outlier, might be a song called Yours. It's a song that, you know, I wrote from in Matthew 22. It talks about loving God and then loving your neighbor. Well, the closest neighbor I have to me sleeps about 2 feet to my right. And so I wanted to write a song for my wife. You know, we've gone through a lot together, and I just wanted to, I think, you know, talking about commitment and, you know, no matter what we face, I'm going to be here, you know, and I think that's trying to imitate that characteristic of God's faithfulness. Because he's been faithful, I can be faithful. So that song was actually produced by my brother, Evan St. Cyr. It's just a fun jam. It's my best attempt to rip off John Mayer. That was kind of my goal in that. And so kind of his earlier work. And I would say that song would be the outlier.
Do you remember when you first played it for your wife and went, okay, this is about you?
Okay. So I've had the chorus hook for about 3.5 years. And because I was singing songs about God and really just centering my music around serving people with this type of message, this one sat on the shelf for too long. And eventually I just got to the point, like, this song or a song like this needs to get written because this woman is that important in my life. And so she had heard it over and over again for way too long. You know what I mean? And so to finally finish it and then for it to make the album, it's pretty special.
How long have you been married?
We're going on 15 years. So yeah, good run.
What's the secret?
I would say the secret for us is be willing. Be willing to be wrong. Be willing to shut up. Be willing to speak up. Be willing to change. Be willing to grow. I think a good relationship is not black and white. And there's a lot of color and a lot of gray areas that you don't need to know everything to make it work. You just got to be willing.
What's it like being married to an artist, to a Jordan St. Cyr?
I think it's pretty tough. My wife is truly a saint. I think I'm ambitious, and I always like to get onto the next thing. And I think my wife is a great complement to that because she is solid. She is faithful. She picks and she sticks. She means what she says. And so she is a great counterpart to my crazy.
I did have a little bit of fun when I saw the album cover and looking at it for a little bit, knowing you a little bit, I thought, I wonder if this is Blue Steel going on here. Is this Blue Steel?
Dude, that is, my wife says that all the time. She's like, sucking those cheeks. Little Blue Steel.
So what's next? You know, you and I are talking early in 2022. Yeah. I know that you've got some calendar dates with Jeremy Camp in our town, which I'm super excited about.
I mean, I've got a lot of one-offs, a lot of festival dates over the summer. We've got a fall tour that we'll be announcing soon, but I can't divulge any details on the record.
I get it. I get it.
But I'm so stoked for that. So between the Jeremy tour and what's coming in the fall, I couldn't be more, again, so grateful, because I just feel like these are all just little gifts that that God has given us, and I'm so grateful.
As a normal human being, let's take artist out of it, what are you most excited to do now that you're at the new home base in Tennessee?
I mean, there's just so much to do here, right? Back home, our town was about 5,000 people. Again, love it. But we are in the big town now. So we're going to go see some, you know, some Preds games, some Nashville Predators games. We're going to, one of our favorite spots as a family is to go to the Nashville Zoo. And probably what we're most looking forward to is just hosting our friends as they come down. We've already got some neighbors planning trips. You know, my parents are coming down. I hope my wife's parents will come down. We just love hosting people, and we get to show them around this beautiful area we live in, and it's going to be great.
Pull back the curtain a little bit on, you've obviously got a new album out. You've got these new songs, this batch of new songs. How quickly are you turning the corner and writing and thinking and creating again?
You know, as Weary Traveler, you know, hopefully keeps winding up, but maybe it's, you know, winding down soon. We're focused on another single that is on the album, but my job as the artist is to always beat it. And so I'm always writing. I've got, you know, a bunch of writes coming up. We'll do, you know, maybe one or two a week coming up in between tour dates. And I love playing shows. I would say if I were to put kind of my prioritizes, things I love most about this job is A, talking to people at the merch table. That's like number one. Two is being in the writing room. I just love writing songs. And three would be playing shows. So I will always be writing because it really fuels me up.
Do you feel pressure at all because, as you and I are talking, 4 weeks at number one, or are you okay?
You know, when Fires, you know, did as well as it did and I was writing for the next song, I was not prepared for the immense pressure I was about to, you know, to undergo. Like I think I got sick, if I remember correctly, like physically ill with, you know, just I need this next song. I just kind of bought into that lie, you know, a little bit. And, you know, it's just not true. You know, you can't write a hit. It's impossible. You write as best as you can, and the people will decide whether they like it and whether it serves them. And so my new metric that I go by is like, I just want to write songs that serve people every day. And if I can do that, well, let the chips fall as they may.
Wouldn't it be great on the other side of all this, we could sit down with David and go, all right, how much pressure on you write a good psalm and then it's time to write another psalm?
Right, right. He's like, do you think this will make the Bible? Do you think this will, you know?
Psalm 23 was pretty good, but 24, yeah. I wonder if he got physically ill.
Do you wonder if Psalm 23 was a rewrite? You know, maybe he wrote it again.
He put it on the shelf.
Right. Maybe he cut a couple chapters.
Well, my friend, listen to me loud and clear. I love you. I'm so proud of you. I was so excited to listen to my friend's new record, which is available now. Enjoy the moment. Don't block the blessing of Weary Traveler. I know we just talked a little bit about pressure and whatnot, but just enjoy the fact that that is resonating with so many people.
Thank you, man. Lots of love for you, too.
My thanks to Jordan St. Cyr and his team. His new self-titled debut album, available now.
What Else with Corey Mann from the Studio DNA Podcast Network.
Hit the follow or subscribe button so you never miss an episode on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Play. Original music by Jason Roy. Feel free to leave some feedback, write a review, or tell a friend about What Else with Corey Mann on the Studio DNA Podcast Network.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.